Oh.
That's how that works?
So, just like we're fomenting at you live, 97.5. The squared.
For sure.
Yeah. Welcome back to Drop Dice, your next favorite D&D podcast.
Did someone, is that a recording that we have, or did someone?
No, that's Amber every time.
That's every time. That's
it's
me.
Never been a recording.
The consistency is consistent.
It has never been a recording.
I'm glad the beginning of this episode is going to be pointing out my failures.
As it should.
I mean, Vic might cut that. I don't think he cuts anything.
I would
anything.
Normally cut up to the intro, but, you know, I could just leave that in for you if you'd like.
I'm happy that you usually cut, because a lot of times the preamble for episodes are pretty out of pocket.
Yeah, usually
I figured you cut, but I'm not sure like how far back you're going to would
here's
cut.
How it works how real quick damn. Before we get rolling here. So I will cut up to the intro so long as the intro will still make sense.
Gotcha.
So if there's like a period of silence and then the intro, I'll cut to that period of silence and we'll come at you live. However, if you're rambling about things for 3 minutes and in the middle of a rant, swap into coming at you live, like I can't just start with that because there's nowhere to start.
It's going to be jarring.
So now you're just getting
now
the
that I've brought it up. You have to put all of it in so there's context to this.
Exactly.
What the fuck, dude?
So now the context, we're criticizing Ben's current batch of mead, which is fine.
Which, again, final verdict, but it's not bad, but definitely not the best product he's put out.
Mid.
Yeah.
I just want to say, though, I think our listeners know that we don't make sense, and they're kind of here for that reason.
True.
Like, we can't expect them to expect us to make
sense. I make nonsense. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyways.
I just sort of say things sometimes. Sometimes I'm lying to
her. Amber's mom, we should start with Cindy for our roundabouts because apparently she forgets who she is by the time it gets to her turn.
Yeah, but also when we tried that, though, and she's and like, then, on the spot now.
Right. You know, put
so
me on the spot.
Who are
my brain
you, Cindy?
Scrambling.
Pressure makes diamonds, babe. Run it.
What's up, guys? Cindy playing Fargrim, Dwarf Slayer. Traumatized father to Gary, and soon to be slayer of all things in this town. Go ahead.
Well, not all things, because like we're in this town.
There are some innocent people.
I mean,
I said what I said.
See where,
all right, dude.
Or we see where it goes.
We'll just leave him here.
Yeah. Check it out, Gregor, Black Wolf of Midheim, champion of Ulrich, chosen of Ulrich, number one seed for the ever chosen draft last year. Turned it down. Didn't want to sign with that team.
Fell out because he's mentally weak.
Mentally ill, mentally sick, physically thick, defender of the week, people's champ, run it.
Is that our new t-shirt?
Could be.
Mentally sick. Physically canonically, thick. Gregor is pretty thick. Yeah. He's a big boy, so.
I'm Ben, I play Ak, the kobold monk, warlock of Ulrich, the little pup of Ulrich. He's just a little guy.
Silly little guy.
Just a little guy.
I am Fig, playing Kronk Enator. I don't even know anymore. I don't fucking...
Takes hit of cigarette.
I'm just fucking out here. Fucking Matthew McConaughey meme.
Fucking angle.
Just fucking holding diabolical angles while my homies struggle.
I hated it.
And I am Amber, your DM.
Also known as Five Zangors.
I had a chance to go back and like listen to part of that episode. And the amount of times... Collectively, we used the phrase diabolical angle.
Diabolical. The angle was, in fact, diabolical.
It was diabolical because
you know who had a fucking
assistance.
Diabolical angle was the goddamn Zangors.
Zangors really did have us with that upside down, that was lateral underneath the sofa.
We gotta get through that door first.
They literally had the high ground.
We were in the funnel of death
for sure.
You see memes about like I filled my garden gnomes with Tannerite.
Yeah,
that's
what
the Zangors.
That's what the Zangors did.
Anyways.
You're welcome, guys. This is, you know, I hear combat's too easy, so, you know.
Who said that?
People.
Nobody said that.
Who said that?
Nobody said that.
I've never said that. I love winning.
I didn't say it was you guys who
said it. I
love
winning.
I said it was said.
I enjoy the power
fantasy. Well, whoever said that should stop it.
I love stomping our enemies consistently.
Yeah, I like power fantasy.
Yeah.
Well.
You know what I don't like? Impotence fantasy.
This is an RPG.
No one enjoys that.
What
That's
role am I playing? The fucking victim?
Yes.
Currently, yes.
All right. Let's
okay, so you guys, I believe, had holed yourself up in a little abandoned house.
Yeah.
Correct.
We are getting ready for bed.
You're getting ready to take a long rest. You did take a short rest, so some of you guys did get hit dice back.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But yeah, I don't think you guys rolled for this last time. Does someone want to give me a check to see how well you boarded up this house?
A board check?
What would they be rolling for that?
They would be rolling...
I think wouldn't... I'm pretty sure I have proficiency because of my, like, woodworking...
I thought it was stone.
Yeah, you have stonemasonry.
No, I thought it expertise. Was. I thought it was wood because I fixed the ship.
I think you have proficiency. Like, you've been trained in the tools, but I don't think you.
Say, dwarves don't even know what wood is.
No, they do because that's where elves hide.
Oh yeah, that's true.
True.
They have axes because elves live in trees.
Okay. What would that be? Like an investigation check?
Yeah, what are we rolling?
Yeah, I would say investigation, maybe strength.
Strength check?
Can I intimidate the walls in being secure? Okay.
I'm down for flexibility, but no.
Net one for my corner of the house.
Stealth in any sort of way.
You could do it quietly.
Hell yeah.
Okay, so Fargrim rolled a nat one.
Yeah, I was too beat up to board anything up.
So okay. I rolled a... Strength, we're doing strength?
You could do strength. You had to move stuff.
I rolled a 10.
A 10? Okay.
I rolled a 19. That's for with your.
No one knows where you are.
Good.
Gregor moved a table over to barricade a window and almost smushed you because he didn't realize you were on it.
I did a 22 for investigation.
Okay. You realize that there was a door that no one had boarded up and you boarded it up.
Thank God I'm here. As usual. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to board that door up.
Shut your bitch ass up.
I won't.
All right, check.
Cool. Okay. Fair. Your mouth.
Mouth.
Okay. Are you guys just all tanking out then? Or how you guys?
We'll probably take, we should watch.
Yeah. I still have that wicked fucking
Edgar's
room.
On watch.
Edgar's on watch?
That I'm recovered from. Oh, my God.
I don't trust that look.
Edgar's outside, invisible.
On post.
No. He will be on post all night. He doesn't need to sleep. And he can wake me up telepathically. If
bitch ass duck.
I could. I'm going to let Edgar know that he did a really good job today. So any two non-consecutive hours of Firewatch he wants, he's welcome to have. But it can't be first or last hour because that's reserved for the senior lances. But
he's going to get 8.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys keep your trauma out of here.
Anywhere from midnight to 04, that's all him, dog. Whatever he wants.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Zach, did you want some extra dice?
Yes, please. I was doing virtual die, and I just don't trust that shit, so.
You shouldn't.
So real dice. Would
be it's okay. These were basked in moonlight somewhat recently.
I don't trust the moon. Which moon was it?
You shouldn't.
Because there's two.
One of them's green.
It's true.
Wait, is that canon?
Always been two.
That
moons.
One of them's green?
Yeah.
That
yeah.
One of them's red?
I had no idea.
It's a giant ball of warpstone.
I only recently found out there were two.
Hell yeah, dog. Yeah, there's always... What do you mean? There's always been two.
Ack lived underground for most of the time.
Ack didn't know what the number two was.
True.
I didn't understand the concept of two.
Brother, you've been in this.
So, yeah, so... Edgar's on post.
Edgar's on post. Okay. Give me a perception check for Edgar.
Hell bust out
for the whole night.
My tactical snuggie.
I do have warp dust. I literally have. I'm really curious what would happen if I snorted it. What?
What are you going to do with warp dust?
I don't know.
Sell it to the kids.
Hey, you got to make money. Got to survive somehow.
Is it Ack? Is Ack the kids?
What if I needed it to roid up?
Edgar rolled a 19.
Hell yeah, go
Edgar.
19.
He has a perception bonus of +1.
So
big money, no whammies.
Oh, 19 is the...
19 total, yeah.
No, this is actually legitimately happening. I thought we were just fucking around.
Nope.
Hell no.
Apparently, that's what we're doing.
Brother, we gotta sleep.
Well, I'm way too fucked up to argue, so...
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, really, you're go complaining right now, though, is really bumming me out. Like, I need you to lock in, all right?
Oh.
We all had a rough day. You know, we're here as a team.
He's on the watch for some shambly
boys.
I
need your head in the game.
Some weird-looking
we need you, big
goat
guy.
Dudes.
No.
And anyone that is walking around with a hood up, because that's what bad guys do.
Okay.
Anybody walking around.
That's
very oddly specific.
Well, think about it. Like, Lord of the Rings.
Yeah,
dark-headed figure, you know.
True, that's true. Aragorn, son of Arathorn.
True. He had a green cloak.
You know, as soon as he was introduced as a good guy, he never had a hood up again.
I mean,
that's true.
I'm re-listening to the Fellowship audiobook right now. And that's 100% accurate. That's
exactly what happened.
Like, he popped his hood down, and then everyone's
never
like,
put it back
cool,
up.
And then it just never goes back up. Even when it's raining,
they just wanted him to be ominous.
Can't put it back up.
Yep. Gandalf.
It's because his hair is too glistening.
Are you trying to cover
oily?
That hair? Trying to obscure his face from us? Why would you do that to us?
Mm-hmm. Okay. About 2 hours into the night,
nice.
You hear a little whack, cronk in your dreams. You're actually having very interesting dreams. You start to hear like this dark voice, loud and ominous behind you. Cronk. Quack.
Okay, I wake up. I'm going to telepath Edgar. Go ahead.
So, I don't know how to do his accent. I'm just going to warn you. It's going to be really bad.
Do it anyway.
Boss.
Yes?
You know how you want me on the lookout for them Shambly boys?
Yes.
What if they're not Shambly? What if they're Skulky?
They got any hoods up?
They do.
I need a description right now.
Why does Edgar sound like a phlegmy Wisconsin?
Supposed to be from Boston, so don't read too much. That's
Boston.
Boston.
I forgot Boston.
It's about five of them. They're skulking around in that little area outside of the house.
Just commit to the Uper thing, Amber. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's fine. Go Uper, yeah.
Just go Manitowoc Minute with it. It's okay. It's what works for you.
You're different. You know those people up in that that big fancy villain y'all were in earlier?
Yes.
Looks like some of them. They got the same clothes on.
Gotcha.
And bell caps are on the other way.
What direction they heading?
Towards you.
How do they know we're in bitches?
Scent? I don't know.
They look like they know they're headed directly here or just passing
just
by kind of thing?
Shambling around generally in your area towards you.
Cruising around. Are they picking around at stuff? They look like they're looting things or looking for supplies maybe?
Sometimes they're picking some stuff up. Mostly they're just kind of...
Shambling about?
Jaywalking.
Fucking jaywalking.
Criminals.
That's actually... you get flogged in Midnight for that. Yeah, that's crazy.
I bet. Okay. I'm going to... All right. Just keep an eye out.
We'll do, boss.
Let me know if anything changes.
Can do.
Well, I will wake up and... I will prepare my things, but I'm not going to wake everyone up yet because it doesn't.
You
seem
going
like
out
it's
for cigarettes?
No, I'm putting like my gear on.
Mm. Oh yeah, everyone else, are you sleeping in your gear? Are you sleeping naked? What's up?
I don't sleep in half.
Yes,
but I'm putting my full pants back on.
I don't have gear.
My stuff.
I just be sleeping.
Back is always.
Gregor,
naked.
Do you sleep in your armor?
I thought we said I don't get a breast bonus if I do, right?
That is correct.
Yeah, yes. Everyone knows I'm green now, so I'm not even wearing the body glove. I'm
just, fully nude?
Straight up naked. Oh,
nice.
Just straight pickle out?
Out.
Okay.
Pickle out. Okay.
It's a deal.
I'm gonna make a stealth because
baby
I want to try and put my fucking greaves and stuff on relatively quietly.
Good luck with that.
So as not to wake up my compatriots.
I'd like to think you're putting your greaves on the same way blue-collar dad
with
wakes
a zero
up at 4 a.m. just coughing, sneezing.
Mm-hmm.
All the lights are on as if no one else in the house is also trying to sleep.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's me when
grinding coffee quietly.
So that was an 18.
18. Okay. It makes noise, but...
it's well lubricated, like me.
Who is a passive perception over 18?
I don't think I'm that.
Not me, dog. I'm sawing logs.
Everyone else is still asleep then.
Nice.
Okay. Yes.
17.
I like to think I was.
Ack like starts twitching his foot.
People got shouldn't zoomies. Have heard me outside, but okay. Mm-hmm. I'm just gonna kind of hang out in gear. Just kind of stood up. I'm just gonna kind of be chill, listen in case anything comes up with Edgar, and just kind of be at the ready in case I need to wake anyone up.
Do you even need to sleep?
Why wouldn't he?
Because
he's demon.
Yeah,
baby.
I mean, this isn't Gregor. This is me asking. No,
as far as I'm aware,
Kronk still needs.
Yeah, Kronk
still
needs.
Still like
sentient. Because Kronk still has his physical
humanoid
body. Yeah.
Not really, though. You know what I mean?
I mean, once he like
ascends.
We'll get there if and or when we get there.
Once he ascends, he won't need to sleep anymore.
If he like dies and ascends,
won't be too like you'd be too busy ascending to sleep.
Mm-hmm. All I do is
you
ascend.
Get it, yeah.
All he
transcend,
ascension,
bake beer.
I can take me higher.
Okay, so it seems as you're listening, you hear like sounds of like scrabbling and stuff, but it sounds like they don't take down any of your barricades. Edgar notes that like one has like a little piece of chalk. It's marking some of the doors. One of the doors to the house that you're in did get a mark on it.
What'd it look like?
There are X's. There are circles with X's. And there's just a big slash. You guys have a big slash.
Which ones were the ones that the houses they opened?
That was the circle with the X.
Okay. So those were the ones they were able to open. And the X is the ones that I am assuming they didn't. And the slash is probably locked because they put a slash on ours.
They put a slash on yours.
Okay. Interesting. Okay. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Very well. Well, I'm going to wait an extra like 15 minutes till Edgar gives me the all clear that they are gone and there's nothing else going around. And then I'm going to take my fucking armor pantaloons back off, my greaves and shit, and try and go back to bed.
They do seem like they've kind of scampered off into the darkness.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
All right, carry on, Edgar. Good looking out.
About 2 hours later, again, you're like getting into dreams. You see like this big brass citadel, and like you're moving, like you're on like this big open round area. You're starting to hear like background sounds. Like, is that screaming? Is it cheering? It's really hard to tell. Whack. Whack. Whack.
All right, whack. Fucker. What now?
Hey, boss. So I don't know what the weather patterns are supposed to be here, but it is snowing. And we seem to be on a tropical-ish island, and that just seems a little weird. Figured I should let you know.
Snowing.
Snowing. White stuff from the sky. I tried it. It's not cocaine. I was kind of bummed.
Is anything else happening?
I mean, there's...
Like, actively...
There's white stuff from the sky that's, you know...
I mean, that's great. And I'm sure that's a problem, one that we will have to deal with after we finish resting. Can you please reserve all of these observations for the morning unless it is something that presents imminent danger?
White stuff from the sky is not imminent danger.
If it's falling aggressively and has the potential of, say, damaging our building or impaling someone in their sleep, that's imminent danger. The snow, although weird, not seeming to be dangerous in the immediate.
All right, gotcha, boss. Okay. Can do.
All right. We good?
Absolutely. Why wouldn't we be?
Okay. I'm gonna go back to sleep now.
Okay, boss.
Don't fuck me. I'm tired.
Why would I do that?
Okay.
We went through a lot, buddy.
Yep.
He calls you.
All right. Buddy. Going to sleep.
Bit unprofessional, but we'll let it slide.
About an hour goes by.
Quack. Quack. Amber, you know that not everything is incompetent, right? Like, Edgar is a smart duck.
That was weird.
Okay. Go ahead.
Boss.
Yes.
Those people are back, and I think they're trying to break into your room.
Fuck.
That's a pretty solid reason.
All right.
As you're like waking up now, you start to hear like scrabbling sounds, like picking around at the doors and the windows.
Does anybody else wake up from that?
What's everyone's passive perceptions?
17.
10. How damaged were you, Ack? How much?
Since we did a short rest, I got some health back. I'm at 76 of 89.
Yeah, you're not super dangerous. Yeah, you start to act, you kind of like hearing Kronk start rustling and waking up, and then also starting to hear like this like scrabbling sound. You wake up.
Yeah, we'll wake up. Do I see Kronk being up and armored?
Kronk, did you armor yourself, or how are you handling?
I'm still
you see Kronk like kind of like sitting up in his little sleep system.
I'll just get his attention and like whisper, just like, is this a, should we do something? Should we wake everybody?
It's some of the folks from the castle. Edgar's letting me know. They're like, I think they're out looting. And I think they're trying to get in here to see if there's any supplies or something like that.
Should we?
I'm going to murder the fuck out of this dude. I'm not
occupied.
No, I think here's what occupado. Here's what we're going to do.
I'm just going to like gently nudge Farge and Gregor.
What?
Hey, so some of the folks from the castle are out scrounging for supplies and stuff. And Edgar says that they're trying to get in here. They're like outside. If you listen, you can hear some scratching. I think they're trying to get in. Let's see if there's supplies. That's what I'm going to do.
Tell them they're not welcome.
Is I'm going to thaumaturgy the sounds of some zombies and see if maybe that gets them to fuck off and cool. Move along.
I like it.
You do notice the table that Gregor put against the window is starting to kind of wobble.
That might make
they're about to almost be able to like push it in.
That might make them want to come in.
Do you still
here.
Have your CPAP on? Or?
Yeah.
No. I'm going to thaumaturgy the sounds of like zombies stirring, and then I'm kind of going to just start like hitting my hand around, George, just like just some like wood and stuff, just to kind of feign like agitation and like movement, and see.
The sound stopped for a little bit.
I don't think it was a good idea.
Yeah, I don't either.
How long are you making the zombie sounds for?
Not super long. Like shortly after I hear them stop, I'll kind of just like pretend that it's going back into the, like a lull thing. What is Edgar seeing?
Edgar is seeing, again, there's one of these shapes is like at the window that Gregor put the table in front of and is like kind of like stopped futzing with it, but they're still there. The other shapes, like there's one at like the main door to this house. There's one around the back door. There's one on the other side window. It's like they're all, one's climbing up to the roof. Looks like they're trying to investigate and see what's inside this place.
Okay.
And as soon as you stop making the zombie noises, maybe like a minute later, the one on the window starts. You start hearing the wood kind of like moving and wiggling. A little bit more quietly, they're being a little bit more careful with it now, but one good push and this table is flipping over. And they're going to see all of you guys.
Hold the table. Hold the table up. Gregor, go over there and hold the table up.
So me, I don't have time to put on my plate. So me, hanging brain. I'm just going to hold up this table.
They push it and it doesn't move this time. And it like stops and like a little bit of a harder push.
I'm picking back up some of the zombies. Like,
and a little bit harder of a push. And like one big bam and it just kind of smacks your shoulder, Gregor. You start to hear a little bit of like muttered cursing from the other side.
I'm going to get more aggressive with the sounds of the zombie thing. I'm going to start doing like the multiples and then start like bumping into more stuff.
Can we just yell and tell them to fucking stop?
Well, we don't know if they're going to leave us alone.
Well, if they don't leave us alone, I will fucking kill them.
Would they rather see us a very angry, naked half-orc with a hammer and sunblade burst through the door and slice them to fucking pieces?
I just told him to fucking go away.
Hey, boss, I don't know if this matters, but the one at the window with you guys just sent up a little flare.
See? Yeah. Fuck! Right. Now they think there's zombies here.
I'm gonna start putting my plate on.
For real, dude?
I'm going to see the flare.
Yeah, all right.
I'm going to start putting my
plate. Yo, you don't see the flare. Only because all the windows are boarded up.
Does
still.
Edgar...
I'm going to say something. I'm going to be like, okay, apparently they just...
Let me suit up. Let me suit up. Farge, hold the door.
I
put my shit on.
I'm fucking annoyed. Like, we could.
I'm just gonna start talking. Fucking, I'm like, hey.
I'm just mumbling now. I'm just
fuck off.
Frustrated.
You get silence. Boss, I don't know if this matters, but there was a different colored flare.
Only two kinds of people are outside that door right now. The dead and those who are going to die. If you're not one of those two, fucking go away.
We have business with you, though.
Oh, my God.
Give me a minute. You hear me just zipping up my pants.
I'm helping. I'm helping Gregor get his armor on.
Give me a minute.
One moment, please.
The banging at the window becomes more incessant, almost as if a second person has joined.
Don't worry. We're on our way out. We'll be there in a second.
I'm not fucking amused.
You go ahead.
How are you holding it if you are also holding it?
I thought we swap plates.
Oh, Farvin's holding it now? Okay.
And he's not actually. He can just stand there.
Yeah, he's
just sheer mass.
I got my pantaloons on now again. My fucking greaves and my leg plates. All my fun shit.
All right.
We would speak with you.
I got. You're going to speak with these nuts.
So I got thoughts. What if we just fucking dimension door just away? And they just keep fucking around with this house, and we just...
How far are you?
I mean, we got like 250 feet.
We can hear you.
Fuck off!
This is private...
How did you not know we were in here before?
Why are you so fucking nosy? Hey.
Why are you so creepy, dude?
So mind meld.
Call.
So I can cast through Edgar, so like I can just have him fly up and just fucking... Just wherever. I just want to head to like the other side of town.
I mean, if we stay here, I will kill them.
Yeah, I don't know who they are. They sound fucking problematic.
They sound like the kind of people with that shit.
They sound creepy.
They sound like some weird cult fucks that were in probably from the castle. There's probably some shit going on up there, and I'm not dealing with it
anymore. I'm kind of down to murder the fuck out of these people.
We have done wonders in your name, and we will do more.
Whose name?
In my name.
Whose name?
Whose name?
In your name.
Who?
The heroes who came to Sartosa to save us all.
Well, that's not us.
Who are they?
You.
Who's...
What?
Huh?
Now I'm confused.
Me?
I kind of want to let him in, though. Let's open up a dialogue.
Right. Could you expound on that point?
You have come to save us all.
No, that's not... we came to get a couple people.
This might be the family we let go.
Huh?
This might be the what?
The family we let go.
What? I don't know.
Remember?
Do we just want to fucking leave?
Oh, with the kid we killed?
We got so much shit on our plate right now.
Oh, I said we should kill those just people. Excessive.
We tried to convince them to resummon Aranessa. They wouldn't listen. But you all, we do these things in your name.
You don't sound like someone anyone would want to listen to.
And
can I?
I feel like there's a miscommunication
here. Sounds so weird.
Sounds like
why you talk
what
like
things are you doing in our name?
Wonderful.
Like what?
Glorious.
I need exact details with the receipts.
Ember, is it possible for me to sneak out of this house and get like a look at these people?
I mean, with your ability to bamf,
and it's dark.
Yes,
and because
it is
invisible.
Dark. So yeah, like you could probably see through like a crack between the table and outside to like appear in the square. So yes,
I rolled a 22 for stealth.
These do see you. First of all, you are one with the shadows.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at these people just on a general glance, they look pretty familiar. They do seem to be wearing the same kind of like, not uniform, but like the same vibe of the people that served Aranessa up at the castle.
Is this the family that we...
No.
Okay.
This
so it's
is not
them.
That family.
I say we open this door, beat their ass, take them hostage and question them.
Do they look chaos-y? Yeah.
I don't think they're really... That
is there like an eight-pointed star carved onto one of their foreheads?
No, none of them have. I mean, it looks like they've been in fights, but so does everyone on this island. Mm. But like nothing specifically, like significantly cultish.
Guys, do we have our own cult? Have we established?
I am the absolute.
I don't believe in that.
Wonders. You have performed wonders for us, and we have performed wonders in your name.
See, why does that sound cool, but you sound creepy as hell right now. I'm going to be honest.
The way you say that is just really unhinged.
It's the implication.
It is the implication.
I don't know. Hurting these women?
Is my armor on? Is my armor on?
It takes
10 minutes.
Yeah, but he's helping me, so then it's like 5.
No, I'm going to come back in.
Get my zipper. Fucking back straps.
If possible, I will sneak back in and relay that it is not the family that we didn't murder.
Like Zap Brannigan. Yeah. Like my girdle. My girdle. Been stress eating lately.
Can you just come back in the morning?
No, these things, they're just time sensitive.
What things?
If we are to take the castle, we must do it now.
We're not trying to take the castle. Why would we want to take the castle?
Trying to take the castle.
I feel like we're on different sides.
You said
you
wanted the castle. That's why...
What?
In your name.
We're actively not
What have
there.
You been doing? What do you mean we said... When did we say that?
when you first came, when you brought us hope.
I don't even know who you are. What's your name?
I'm so confused.
I'm gonna, since I got a good look at the guy talking, can I minor illusion his face to show these guys? So the shadows will gather and form into a bust of this guy's head. Does this guy look familiar
to
anybody?
Do I recognize this
clown? Roll history check.
Okay.
Can I also? Oh.
Yeah.
Cool.
6.
11.
19.
I haven't got enough sleep.
19. What'd you get?
I don't know.
11.
Said 11. History?
Yep.
15.
15. He does look really familiar. Gregor, though, you know, you actually remember seeing him at the Pirate Festival. He's not, like, the first mate of Aranessa's crew, but he was pretty high up in her crew. This is Jerholm.
Why does he sound methed out?
I feel like if he was high up in her crew, he would be with her right now. So something must have happened.
Jerholm.
Jerry! Is that you out there?
You know, the saint knows my name.
The saint? Whoa.
That's much.
I like that.
Nope.
Craig, I don't think that's the kind of saint you want to be.
I'll be the judge of that. But also, fair. Yeah, I'm
you
getting...
wanted Aranessa back. We tried. They would not listen.
Did Who's you they? Kill
We'd like her
everybody?
Back voluntarily.
Yeah, I guess. What have you been doing in my name, Jer?
I've been trying to take the stronghold. I've been trying to resummon Aranessa.
How many people did you kill?
Kill is a strong
like ballpark.
Word.
Ballpark.
It. Again, are you
15 maybe?
Okay.
Hi, Jerry, oh my goodness, Jer.
Hold on.
Jer, I need you to be honest with me. You a zombie?
Always for you.
You a zombie right now?
No.
You zombed out.
Are you chaosed out? Are you sniffing that warp dust?
Which team are you playing for?
Jerry, how much warp dust are you on right now?
Team, I serve only the saviors.
He's saying the right thing.
I know.
It's
like
in the weirdest way.
It's the way he's saying.
It's like if he just didn't have that weird tone to his voice, I'd be cool with it.
The implication.
I'd be cool with it.
Help me with my codpiece.
Jerry, is there any chance that you could just have a normal inflection when speaking to us right now? Like a conversation?
That's not what I'm doing.
Jerry, you're stressing me out.
You sound this weird, like whispering in the dark shadows. Oh, yeah, I'm going to stab someone thing. I don't like
well,
it, Jerry.
I have stabbed
I don't like
someone.
It.
Like a,
Jerry, why? Why are you doing this, Jerry?
I like the...
Jerry, who'd you stab?
anybody important? Did you stab anybody important that we need to
Only
know?
Only those that stood in the way of your will.
You didn't even ask us.
Yeah.
I didn't need to.
You should have done
it. You made it so clear.
No.
Okay, hold on. Jer, where is Aranessa and how are you trying to get her back?
Do you know where she is?
She's at sea, but her first mate can contact her at any time.
Oh, what'd you do?
He's supposed to call her back when the island is safe.
And it's
it's not safe, though.
You know, where did you get the idea that the island is currently safe?
No, but you said you wanted her back. You said you must speak with her.
Yep.
We did say
and
that.
Then
and you said that you would make it safe, so I assume we may as well do it now.
Why do I feel like we're in the process of making the island?
We're not
safe.
Done yet.
Okay,
why
I guess.
Would you not just
still
wait
cooking?
For
this
on.
Dude had
hold
a
on,
JBL
guess.
Speaker. He'd be playing pump up.
Hold on,
pump
hold
up
on,
kicks
yeah.
Right now,
for him to guys, for him to know this, he probably was inside
he
the
was
manor.
There.
Oh, he
listening
killed a lot
to
of
our
them.
Conversation.
Yep.
And he somehow got infected by whatever.
Yeah, you're getting the wrong
and
idea.
Turned
here
on his people.
Your priorities, I respect the energy, but you really should communicate your plans and intentions.
Have I upset
better.
You?
I'm going to trigger my divine,
a little bit,
my
a
divine
little
sense.
Bit.
My spidey senses are now active.
Jerry's about to kill us.
That's celestial, undead, chaotic fiends.
Yep.
What
am I getting? Other side of the door, what am I getting right now?
They're not fiends, but they do have...
But are they demons?
They're not demons.
Okay.
Tell me, this is a normal weird guy?
Is this just...
This is just an actual psychopath?
Is this just a fucking... Am I as Andrew Tate?
The whole island does have, like, this pervasive taint of the warp to it.
Yeah. It's got a pervasive taint? Got it.
Yeah. So, you are picking up some, like... A little bit of chaos, but like he's—you can tell he's not a fiend. He's not a demon.
Undead.
He's not undead.
He's just fucking up.
So he's not a celestial.
It sounds like he got like a little taste of whatever the fuck's going on in this city.
You know,
hope can be dangerous.
No, yeah. You know what? That exact. I'm picking up on. He's probably really fucking scared. He saw us do some rad shit before.
Uh huh.
Saw us roll up
yep.
and
And then he made a cult.
And then...
It sounds like this guy needs
some sleep. We are not a cult.
Yeah.
Okay. We are a collection of like-minded individuals. Okay.
All right, Jerry. So, Jerry...
how many levels are in your cult, Jerry?
We don't...
37.
There it is.
We don't need...
I'm only on level 15, for I have only slain 15.
Oh, I'm on the 38th level, and I'm telling you right now, you really should have spoken with us before.
You guys, are the saints.
I've got this.
I guess let him run it.
Jerry Bear. Before you get upset and blow your shit off smooth, we don't need Aranessa yet, but you know where
you
the
temple... You must speak with her.
Yeah, but not yet.
Don't contradict me.
Listen. You know the Temple of Manon, where that is, right?
Where the demons come from.
Yeah.
They haunt us in our sleep.
Yeah, that's where we got to take out. So there's like five Zangors.
What's a Zangor?
It's like a bird-headed goat man.
Big blue.
I've seen them glowing, in my dreams. Yeah, see, you got to go kill those, and then you'll make us really happy. And then you can skip the next level and go straight to 17.
I think our boy here is just sleep deprived. Can we just put him to bed?
He actively, I think, has like post-traumatic psychosis.
We got this. If you go kill them, you'll go to level 17 right away.
But you are the saviors.
Yeah, and I can make it 18 if you want. So if you want to help us, that's what you should do.
We'd be sending them to their death.
Yeah. They can come with us.
That's the point.
That's what I'm thinking.
All right,
that's
so Jared, here's what's going to happen, all right? You want to do some good? You want to help out Team Heroes?
Of course, I only wish to serve the saints.
Okay, so what's going to happen here is we are going to sleep and recover.
I will guard you while you sleep.
Yes. So you guys do a little watch rotation outside.
We can watch you while you sleep?
No. We're inside the building. You guys are going to watch.
You're going to stay out there.
Outside and make sure no one bothers us anymore. If someone tries to bother us... Knock on the door. Don't just murder them, please, because they could be someone.
But how will I join? Go up levels.
So what's going to happen?
Plenty
is
of killing tomorrow.
We're going to wake up, revitalize, and you guys are going to accompany us to the Temple of Manon to go kill the bad guys, purify the island,
front row seat.
Yeah,
you're going to work with us, fighting alongside us, and that's how you're going to.
Level up.
Elevate your level.
We'll bump you up to level 25.
And then if we get all that cleared out, we can call Aranessa back because we'll have cleaned up the island.
They didn't listen. Her first mate wouldn't listen. I tried by force to take the amulet from him, but he would not listen.
Yeah, we'll burn the bridge later.
Guess what we're going to do? We're going to table it.
Yeah, we're going to table that for now.
Are there still folks alive at the keep?
Did you kill anybody at the keep?
Yeah, you killed 15 people. He said
at the keep?
Yeah, are there still people there, or
there were? Do you want us to go kill them all?
No.
You got to save that energy. You guys got to get some sleep as well with that watch rotation, and
any 2 hours of non-consecutive fire watch.
And then in the morning, we're all gonna go and we're gonna go beat some bad guy ass, and we're gonna get you guys leveled up.
It's good.
With
good.
Some
wonderful
awesome power.
He's clocked multiple life sentences.
Okay, all right.
He's a pirate.
0%. Yeah, he's probably done some terrible things before we got here.
Okay, so...
Surprisingly, this was him before we got here.
Yeah, he's actually not
Edgar's
even part of the call.
Edgar's staying out there, right?
Yes, yeah, Edgar's for sure still out there.
Okay, I'm going to go to bed now.
Yeah, go to bed.
I'll go to bed.
Okay, we're gonna hit the hay. Let us know if anything important comes up.
We will watch your sleep.
Yes.
Help me.
Not watch us sleep, but watch the outside of the building sleeping in.
What are y'all coming here and help me remove my codpiece?
I volunteer.
Put his codpiece up to the door crack. Unlatch it.
I hate that.
This would be my honor.
Oh, I'm gonna... It's a weird guy. I'm gonna like lean up against the door and sleep here.
Reasonable.
I'm just gonna wedge myself between the floor and
I'm gonna hide again.
Okay. As this is all happening, Ak is gone again.
That's a 24.
Ak is very much gone. You don't even know when Ak left because Ak is just gone.
Who?
Exactly.
I'm actually just in Gregor's backpack.
It's in the copies.
I'm under the cup. No, I'm not that, not that small.
You are that small. It's that big.
It's real swampy. You had this on for like 1 minute. Why is it so damp?
Why is it wet in here?
I'm in Gregor's backpack.
The balls sweat.
Sponsored by Load Boost. Yeah.
Got hot balls.
Hot balls.
My balls is hot.
Okay.
Battle well, brother Derek Lewis.
I'll take my pants off again.
I will undo all
the hopefully
the
last time this evening.
I'll do none of that.
I'm going to take all my shit off, but I'm going to, like, I'm going to keep the helmet on because okay. I don't want anyone stealing it. And then my weapons are going to be in my sleeping bag with me.
Okay.
Type shit.
Don't cut yourself.
Never or do. I've never will. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm ready.
The nice thing about mostly using a hammer is you can't cut yourself in your sleep.
I've got a sword. This is a...
Someday. His sword that gives off bright light.
It's in the bag because it's super bright.
I'm turning the fucking light off.
Gaga, shut that shit off.
Black lens only.
Fucking
not tactical. So, sleep.
More eeps.
Back to sleep.
Wake up, they're all dead. Fuck.
God damn it.
I mean, they had it coming.
Some problem solved themselves.
I was trying to send him to
I mean,
the
unironically,
temple.
I feel like if they come with us to that temple, like, none of them are walking out of that
That's
temple.
Fine. They can atone for their
not
sins.
Only that,
that's why I tried to send them there.
I just don't want them to be a liability as well.
They won't. Like, all they're going to do is that's less damage we're going to have to take.
Allegedly.
Get up
unless,
that ladder.
Unless somehow these things make us look like the fucking bad guy to them.
You know what this is called? It's called action economy. We got more men than they have actions.
We don't know that.
That I mean, that is the strategy.
But we don't know that.
Action economy.
They can turn
huge.
On us.
Yeah, if they...
No, they love us.
Especially if they're just normal dudes, though. Like, I could just one-tap them with my hammer.
We sent waves,
a normal
and waves
guy.
Of our own men.
If the saints choose to kill me, I will accept my fate.
You're fucking
that's
out.
That's fucking energy.
Stay out there.
I respect the energy, but... Yeah.
Stop breathing into the door.
Like, fucking... Eavesdropping over here. Why don't you do some more watching
you
instead of listening?
You are very loud.
Shut the fuck
up. Jared, you wanted to disappoint the Saints? Because this is how you disappoint the Saints.
Jerry, you're bumming me out.
Who's on watch right now, Jerry? Is it you?
Who's with you, Jerry?
No.
What do you mean? What do you know? If you're not on watch, why are you awake? Go to bed.
I'm listening to the words of the Saints.
Are you Ulrich, writing this down?
Damn it.
I never learned my letters.
Oh, thank God.
Okay.
I mean, you don't need them, bro.
You have an oral tradition.
That's better.
Okay.
Sagas?
Of course.
Homies love sagas.
Guys.
What?
Fucking go to bed. Shut the fuck up.
This is exactly what happens at Fort McCoy. I've been waiting to go to sleep all day. Spends 2.5-3 hours fucking around, not going to bed.
Talking about the
brand. Also naked.
Yep, also naked. Yes.
All right.
When the breeze goes.
Okay, so we go to bed.
You go to bed.
Thank you.
So funny.
Fucking A.
Fucking Jerry.
If Jerry wakes me up without a good cause, though, I'm murdering Jerry.
The rest of the night goes by without incident.
We wake up Jerry's.
Yeah, we're going to see what happens when we walk the fuck out.
Yeah,
outside.
We open the door. Jerry's crucified.
Fucking corpses.
Jerry blew shit off smooth.
Jer Holm wouldn't be the one crucified, but you never know what he did.
His handheld trebuchet.
All right. We'll wake up.
Hand cannon.
Edgar, what's going on outside?
Hey, boss. Hope you slept well.
Some weirdo's sleeping on the floor.
Well, there's one weirdo asleep under the window. Looks like he fell asleep listening at the window.
God damn it.
That's Jerry. That's commitment.
Jerry.
I'm going to give him a level right now.
Rest of them, some of them went foraging in the middle of the night. Most of them kind of kipped out. They did keep a decent watch, though. I didn't see anything happening, so I didn't wake you up.
Wait, can you ask Edder how many they have?
How many of them are there?
Now, there were 5. There's about 10 of them now.
What?
5 is magic.
The number went up?
How?
We're accruing more followers. Guys.
Fuck, man.
Listen.
I can't.
Is this a good thing?
Ulrich's pack.
Can we convert them to worship Ulrich instead?
All right.
Yeah, it's pretty simple. They either do that.
So,
or we put them to the flame.
There I'm armored up. I'm ready to rip.
Okay.
I'm going to open the door and head outside.
I need a pencil.
They will be cleansed.
Of course.
Here.
Thank you.
You walk out. You strut outside.
Yeah.
Okay. Instantly, as soon as you walk outside... Jerholm, who was asleep, and then he and then 10 other people just like face down in the dirt, bowing as you guys walk.
Jerholm, answer me this question right now. Who's your favorite?
Mm-hmm.
have no favorites amongst the saints.
That's a fucking lie, and you know it. Who's your favorite?
Don't intimidate him.
We know who
intimidate
it is.
Him.
We know who it
roll
is.
Roll an intimidation check.
Who is it, Jer?
We know. I'm gonna roll intimidation. We know who it is. It's pretty obvious who it is.
It's Farge.
It's Edgar.
It's Farge.
25,
probably Farge.
It's you. It's always been you.
God damn right, Jer. Hell yeah.
Jer, you're a bitch.
I'm going to toss down a plus one fancy dagger for him. Like, there's your gift.
Gift from the same.
He's gonna, from you, number sir. One.
You realize he's probably going to drive that in the back of one of your knees later.
Yeah, well, you know, whatever happens, happens.
Well, if he's going to do it, he might as well do it with a good weapon, okay?
Who knows? He could drive that into the back of the knee of his Angor later.
I'm going to walk up to the first guy I see and be like, where's your fucking weapon?
Here it is, my sir.
There it is.
And he shows you. It's kind of a rusty cutlass, but like it's got a good blade on it.
Good enough for me.
A little bit of a rutless.
Thank you, sir. Will you bless it?
Yeah, I'm going to put my hands on it.
Just spit on it.
Say a little prayer to Ulric. And I'm going to dab some oil. I'm going to oil the blade.
Right on that eye.
Just pen plus.
Guys, don't feed into this weird shit.
Do not
shit.
Come. Like... At me with that energy.
The fucking y'all are making them come.
I didn't bless
with us
it. I didn't bless it as a saint. I blessed in the name of Ulric.
Yeah,
he can interpret that however he wants. But what I'm doing,
blessing it in the name of the one true God,
in the name of the Wolf Daddy.
All right,
Papa Wolf.
Papa Wolf.
Are you guys going to be a liability?
The
or
alpha
be useful?
Of all alphas.
We only strive to be useful to the saviors of our.
All right, then get the fuck up. Let's go.
The fuck out of bed, bitch. Go.
We have provided sustenance if you so choose.
I'm not eating anything. Hey, Meg.
Think I'm okay.
I'm good.
Thank you, though.
Enjoy it.
Anything.
Is that an eyeball?
Why do I feel like it's that blood soup that Spartans used to eat? It's like that kind of bullshit. Like.
It does seem a little sus, but not quite that.
There's a whole boot in that soup there. Whose boot is that?
Rations are
leather is leather, man.
Leather is leather. You can eat the leather. You can eat it.
There is not a foot in that boot. Would you like a foot
no.
in that boot?
No!
It's weird. Bring me a foot. That's weird, Jared.
No. So wait, what kind of foot, though?
Gregor's not a foot guy.
Okay. I want to roll insight on this guy.
Okay. Yeah, go for it.
It's probably something we should have done a while ago.
I mean, no, we didn't like look at it.
My divine sense,
like...
I already did a spiritual,
my intuition
pat down.
I rolled a two. These are
oh, you get his. It's not even. It's not just the kind of people. It's their alignment too, right?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. This neutral evil.
Yeah, he's a pirate, so yeah. That makes sense.
I'm going to bust out my decanter of endless water.
Can you give me different dice?
And, I'm going to scrounge up some cups from the house, and I'm going to pour some waters out for all of them, because I'm assuming they probably haven't had fresh water recently.
The saint has provided us with water. I have clean, fresh water.
My clean, fresh water is
I'm also going to do that
endless.
With my endless mead.
Mm-hmm. Greater even than Manon.
Yeah, I know.
We got water. We got mead. We got everything.
No, it's kind of a bitch.
I thought you liked Manon.
Yeah, Ulrich's cooler, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Ulrich's like the
just
cooler.
Just
because
we're not
brother.
Beefing doesn't mean Ulrich isn't cooler.
Ulrich is to Manon what Cops is to Culver's.
Okay.
That's a hot take.
That's a very Midwest take.
That's also a hyper-specific hot take.
Yeah.
I don't think it's that hot.
I don't think it's that
I
hot.
I think it's a
take.
Frozen yeah. take.
I think
are we talking ice cream or burgers?
Both. It's both. They're both
no.
custard. It's not
yeah,
ice cream.
Both are frozen custard.
Think,
but
I don't think there's competition
I actually
the burger,
think
man.
Culver's burger is better than Cops.
Mm.
I don't think there's don't competition.
I don't think. I don't know
man,
about that.
Cops are so greasy.
They're I love
so
that.
Anyway,
that's like the point.
Anyway, back,
no, that's
back,
the worst part.
Back,
that's the point.
Back, they're
the table
accepting.
Is divided.
I mean, I love them both, but.
This right here, this is a culture war in Wisconsin.
Yeah. Pick your sides. DM us which side you're on.
Cops are Culver's.
Again, I'm not saying. They're both fantastic.
No, you chose your side.
Yes, you chose.
They're both great.
Stand on business.
Culver's. I'm going to stand on that.
Business.
All right,
so
I had to pick one.
So we got our 10 hooligans.
Your 10 hooligans.
Start making our way downtown back to that temple, right?
Okay.
They're definitely walking in front of us. I refuse to have them walk behind me.
I'm stealing Gregor's backpack.
Fear is a bad look on you, Farge.
No, dude. It's
not
fucking,
just tactical sense.
It's tactical.
It reminds me back in the day. We were running this range, and one of the team leaders in our, I'll just fucking name drop, Johnson.
Yeah.
Got a kudos from our higher ups. Like, you did a really good job controlling your fire team. Cause like he was back a little bit and like would tell him where to go. And did it. It was like, hey man, that was a good job. And he's like, yeah man, I stayed behind him just so none of them would fucking shoot me in the back. Cause like he didn't trust him. Cause he's like, these dudes are dumb
fucking
as shit.
Hilarious. Yeah, like,
that's funny.
Yeah.
Nah, dude, what that's you got to so do funny. With cultists is you got to walk the walk. Because otherwise, yeah, they doubt you.
We will light the
Alphas
way for
lead
the
from
saints.
The front. Alphas lead from the front. That's why
it's our honor to light the way.
Go ahead.
Up there.
Go you don't know it. Where they got tambourines from, but they start dancing their way up to the temple.
No. Stop. No.
Okay, that's too much. That's too much.
I'm taking the tambourines.
I'm gonna pop out of Gregor's backpack and be like, I don't know where you got that from. But that's not our vibe.
Quiet and poised. Yeah, that is the.
You don't hear the wolf coming.
Yeah,
until
everything. The only we are not wolves. We are lighting the way for the saints.
We are now.
No, the only thing you should hear coming is the clap of Kronk's ass cheeks.
Which correct. Also, I'm gonna slide a rag in between.
Small cushion.
No, but yeah. Guess what? You're in the wolf pack now.
I mean, I'm not a wolf, but like he thinks he is.
See the pelt?
I just work here.
See the scales?
Everything in me is like trying not to run the tambourine through one of their heads.
So I'm going to take the tambourine. You'll get it back at the end of the
there minute. Are like three of them had tambourines.
Taking all of them?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Another one had like a couple of them actually had like strings of coins that like they were shaking.
That is impressive.
Stop making noise, dude.
I respect the ingenuity here. They
also, where was that
back.
Shit last night? Yeah, we didn't hear none of that when you guys rolled up
did
on
y'all
us.
Fucking well, arts we were, and crafts last night while we, you were supposed to be sleeping?
We were looking for the saints.
Hey, how are you on watch and you made all this? Well, we're going to have a...
Not all of us were on watch at one time.
A hard debrief on this
did
later.
Any of you get sleep last night?
Some of us.
Fuck! Okay.
That's all right, we'll deal with this afterwards.
We're happy with some of you then. Okay.
Let's get the sound locked down.
Stay tactical. Stay tactical.
We're not meant to light your way.
No,
we light our way. With
Ulrich
our
lights
presence.
My way.
Well, you said for us to light the way to go.
No,
first.
Lead the
no,
way.
Lead. No. And by the way, lead. We lead the way. We lead the way.
They kind of like it's step off the path and like.
It's a turn of phrase. I'm also just learning them, so.
So I have.
It's a lot to take in. I understand.
I have both of my weapons drawn, and I'm walking towards the temple.
Okay.
I'm still.
They are letting
rear.
You take the lead.
I wish a motherfucker steps in front of me. Right
I now. Am still in Gregor's backpack. My head just popped out.
That's very.
Y'all not letting them walk in front of you now, huh?
No, I'm. Now I literally said I'm in the rear.
Well, no, that's because they started playing fucking tambourines.
Yeah, the tambourines.
And
are the
we can't. We can't. We cannot have that.
I'm making sure none of them veer off, and they're all in the fucking doing what they're supposed to be doing.
They
so
are dancing.
I am in the rear.
A little bit.
Farge, you bring up the rear. You are the anchor.
That's all I do. Yeah.
I'm just going to keep an eye on them if I could.
Dance.
They're mostly perception. Dancing.
Mentally and
they're
physically
very happy.
Dance.
I'm not amused, but I'm going to let them do what they want to do.
You should let one of them try to hold your axe and they crumble.
I rolled 15 perception to watch them just as we go to make sure nobody's doing them. Anything suspicious.
I mean, it's very weird, but it's not suspicious. No
feels,
one's like going off to
feels
the side.
So meshy to me.
Is it slightly suspicious?
I'm about to murder them.
It's just weird.
Is it regular suspicious, just not suspicious?
It is less suspicious than learning that one of them killed 15 people in your name.
Just
and the others,
guy?
Just one of them.
I thought they collectively
no,
killed
yeah, I also
guys.
Thought it was collective.
That's why he's level 15. Yeah, that's why he's in charge.
Jer has 15 confirmed kills.
Got some bodies under that belt.
Hey, Jer Bear, do you get a level per kill, or is that just a happy coincidence that you are level 15 and last night you killed 15 people?
Boy, it wasn't last night.
Oh.
It was cumulative.
Yeah. When was
we've
it?
Only been here for 2 days.
In the name of that's the like, saints. For everyone that I kill in the name
point,
of the saints, I can gain a level.
A 7.5.
Oh, so it's like a one murder equals one level?
I just one way to ascend the levels.
We have okay. So many levels between us. Oh, my God.
Yeah, we got some pretty high
yeah, the
levels.
The collective body count here is actually
a lot, like new.
Do Skaven yeah. count?
Yeah, I mean.
We're in the hundreds.
We soloed hundreds of Skaven.
Okay. Well, anyway. Okay, Jared.
Skavens?
Ratman.
Can I kill one in the name of the saints?
Yes.
Yeah, but
first,
they're not here.
First Zangors.
God, yeah. Dude, if they show up, I'll be so pissed.
Let's stay focused on the task.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be bad.
I fucking hate those.
How far away
How'd
are
they
we
get
from
to an island?
Temple?
It's maybe like a...
dig under the water.
20-minute walk.
Okay. Please.
Just one came over on a boat and they just multiplied. It was awful.
But so do we make it to
invasive
the temple?
Species.
You make it to the temple.
Thank God.
The outer gate is shut.
Fuck no, it's not. I'm booting that shit in.
We're doing this again.
How big of a gate is it?
The storm,
I mean, it's
the front
like
door.
A big, it's got like a portcullis.
I said what I said.
Okay, try to roll me strength to kick open a portcullis.
Well, he is doing that.
That's a 24.
Oh, shit.
One of these days, you're going to blow your fucking knee out.
My fucking knee!
To 24.
Gregor.
What?
You have so much strength. Unfortunately.
Yeah, I'm a fucking man.
You are kicking in a portcullis? Solid wrought iron wall.
I am the bulwark!
Okay, while he does that, I'm going to hop out of his backpack and walk up the wall.
You dent the boot, your iron shod boot, and you take 5 points of damage.
My fucking toes, actually.
You know, the bulwark is like a defensive thing. Like this thing that you're kicking would be considered a bulwark.
No, check it out, though. Check it out.
You would be considered like a ram.
It also makes this loud, clanging, ringing sound that echoes through the empty courtyard.
I get what you're saying. It's defensive, but the best defense is overwhelming offense.
Or a bigger bulwark.
And could never be me.
Unhinged violence, I say, as I'm walking up the wall.
Indiscriminate.
So you said the door's
rage.
Locked?
Can we not say that?
Can the outer gate. Cult?
The outer gate? Is there like a locking mechanism?
It's like a full like portcullis is down, so you think somewhere inside is the opening mechanism?
Yeah, that's where I'm going right. That's where I'm going right now.
Okay.
As I get up to the top of the wall, can I get over it and see, look for some sort of mechanism to either open or unlock the gate?
Yeah, it seems to be on the inside. It is eerily quiet in this place, though.
Yeah. I know there's demons inside. It's not like it's like that scary.
I'm going to choose to believe this gate is infused with the powers of the warp, and that's why I couldn't kick it in.
No, Gregor.
Helps you sleep.
Gregor, I'm going to open it. Don't worry.
Are your spidey senses tingling?
I'll pull the lever.
I could fire him back up.
Or whatever it is.
It is a lever. It's a lever and like
nearby.
A witch.
Okay. If I am capable, I will open up the gate.
Yeah. You understand how these things work. So yeah, you flip the lever to unlock it, and then you start cranking open the gate. It slowly starts raising
it's
up.
It's really hard, so it gets like a foot, and I go, can you guys get under that?
Jer, pick this up. Pick this up. All
right. I'll keep cranking.
The cultists begin like
I do
army
not have
crawling
okay, okay.
under the gate.
I do not have good strength.
Gregor, you want to help me with just like adding a little bit of here so that it's easier for him?
Yeah, I'll do the same.
All right, so we'll get under it and we'll start lifting.
I'm gonna keep
it
cranking
while they're crawling under.
Fargrim's just gonna overhead press this shit.
Yeah. Collectively, we should be able to help him out to get it up.
Easier. Just one of you come over here and crank instead of me. I've got -2 to strength.
No,
the
no,
cultist,
just raw
Jer Holm is. Coming to help you.
Okay,
crank.
Thanks, Jer. This isn't my.
Jer's really
he, team player.
He wants those levels.
He wants it.
Is it high enough for like me to squeak through?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's growing
okay,
on me.
I'm just gonna get. And then...
If anything happens to Jer,
I'll blow my shit off smooth.
How did Ack die? Blue shot.
Some really creepy NPC.
Some random NPC died to a Zangor.
Yeah, so I guess
was that Logan?
Huh?
Not Millie.
That's Millie.
No, I thought I heard. I wasn't sure if it was someone.
It's the machine spirit.
Yeah. Anyway, so I guess we'll jauntily saunter up to the entrance.
Jauntering.
Yeah.
Is the cathedral door closed?
The door is closed.
Is it locked?
You want to try to open it?
Yeah.
With my boot.
I mean, I'm assuming it's the same mechanism.
You're kicking it open?
No. Let's try going tactical. Let's try
going IED.
I'm just going to try and open
your
it.
Eck, as your... Which
are
hand are you using?
Is that what you're saying?
Like the one missing fingers.
As you touch it, it burns.
Ah! Guys, it's hot.
Eck, you take 6 points of fire damage.
Stop it.
Fire?
Fire damage.
6 points?
Why is that on fire? The door is on fire?
Guys, the door is hot.
Is hot.
Is the temple burning?
I have no fucking idea.
I'm going to take my glove off, put the back of my hand, do that thing that they teach you.
The door is not hot.
Just the handle.
Gregor, kick it open.
Metal? Heat metal?
That's an 11.
It thuds and doesn't open. And from behind you, you hear one of the cultists to the other one. Not cult. Like, you're cult. I want to be clear. This is
our
cult.
Our cultist, not their cult.
You talking shit?
I don't think the saint is as strong as he thinks he is.
I'm about to use him to open this door in two fucking seconds.
What'd you roll?
Rolled an 11.
Okay, I just rolled a 16.
Get that shit.
Fargrim, you just kind of like, how would you like to open
it? I'm just going to fucking shoulder it.
Yeah, you shoulder your way through it. You get a polite little from the cultists.
I'm not even gonna. I'm not even gonna look back at them.
Except chair.
Guys, we're being sneaky.
Are we?
Are we?
That's what Gregor just said.
Only reason I didn't get that kick is because my boots fucked up.
Do we want to be sneaky?
It's way too late for
that. Yeah, you guys made a loud ringing sound similar to that of a bell.
Well, and we opened the gate. That was not.
Yeah,
quiet.
That's probably pretty.
It took you guys a little bit to do that. Yeah,
that's fair.
You think they're waiting at that same trap door?
That'd be wild. Like,
wait, can like the Zangors being like, there was like a tower going up that we went up. Can I see that tower?
You can see that tower,
guys. I'll be right back.
All
right,
cool. Cool.
I'm gonna climb up that tower. Are there any windows in that tower?
There were a couple like arrow slits that you saw last time you were in there.
Yeah. Can I go peek through at the different levels and see if there's five Zangors gathered around a trap door somewhere?
On the very top, you do see a trap door, and you do see five Zangors, and one of them is going to try to hit you with his little fire thing as soon as he sees you running up the side of a building in broad daylight.
He saw me from...
You're running up the outside of the tower.
So not the Zangor in the tower, a different Zangor.
There's a Zangor on top of the tower. There's at least one Zangor on top of the tower.
Gotcha, okay.
Let me pull up his thing.
Can I see that Zangor?
They're very far away.
How far is very far?
Not in range. Oh. And like, it's like a little tiny demon head poking down,
how
looking at
Ak. How big is this tower?
I believe it was 6 stories.
So like 60 feet?
60 feet, and then also across a courtyard, and then also a really small head, so he has like 3/4 cover.
That's fine.
Where is the guy?
I would like to tell Edgar to head that direction.
Okay.
From the skies. And he will dash that direction whilst invisible.
Edgar's on his way over. Okay. Mm-hmm. Ak. That is a 16 to hit.
Misses.
Cool.
Okay, but I did see that there are 5 Zangor
you
around.
Did see, you can't see all of them, but you know there's at least one Zangor up here because he just threw fire at you.
I mean like in the by the trapdoor. Or are they, is the trapdoor the top?
Yes.
Oh, see, that's what I wasn't getting. Okay, that makes more sense now. I thought I was like looking in through the arrow slits and then someone above me. It's more like I got to the top and they
you got
were like,
near the top and one's looking down.
I would have been a little bit more sneaky when I got towards the top. I didn't know
it's
I was
also
there
broad daylight on a tower. Like there's not really
yeah, but
anywhere
I'm just a little guy.
But still,
I would have like
broad daylight.
I would have like stopped before and just like peeked my head up.
I mean, yeah. He saw you before. When you're still like 10 feet down, like you didn't get all the way up to the
top. He looked over the edge.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then whatever. As long as I know where the trap door is, I will quickly run back. I will just drop off
as
the tower.
As you begin doing this, you start. Everyone in the courtyard also hears a loud boom. Boom.
Damn it.
Drums in the deep.
Boom.
That doesn't sound good.
Boom. Fucking Balrog.
Don't get his ass
boom
out here.
Don't get that smoke.
Boom.
Okay, anyways.
Boom.
Can I stop that?
Okay, I use my...
Why do I feel boom like they're the Costco people?
Where is that, where is that coming from?
It's a loud tolling of a bell.
But, like, where is it coming from?
It's echoing from the very stones.
From inside the building?
It's everywhere.
Stoning.
Okay, I'm so stoning. There's not, like, uh-huh, a like a specific direction.
It's not, like, an actual bell. It's, like, someone did...
Thaumaturgy on the stones type shit.
Yeah.
But it seems to be coming from, it's not like coming from a mile away.
No, it's coming from this courtyard.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's coming from behind you, wherever you are.
Gotcha.
Oh.
So.
Well, that's
okay. Well, I'm gonna make it back.
Problematic.
To, I'm gonna make it back that's to the guys problem. And be like, okay, so those five Zangors were like on the very top of the tower. They know we're here, but yeah, there's like nothing above them. They're just like on the top. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's the route we need to go. We can maybe just deal with them later.
The door to the main area is open. That you cleared with the altar last time.
Okay. So the, like the main like church room.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So do we want to go the other way that we didn't go last time?
Yeah, that might, sure. be, that might be best.
Fuck it, we okay. ball.
Okay.
Cool.
All right.
Yeah, fuck those five up there.
Mm-hmm. So we you go in.
Head
in.
I'm sure they're definitely not coming down right now. And we'll come up behind us later in the game.
Hopefully, no one else is moving anywhere at all.
I'm sure they're not.
They are want to do in this.
They are patiently waiting for us.
Yes.
Each ready to take their turn.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait.
So you guys go in. Once again, you see this dark, kind of shadowy, dimly lit room. There's some sunlight coming in through the windows, but not much. The altar is still there. On it, you still see the seashell, the fish, the feather.
I'm going to sneak that seashell off of there.
When you try to grab it,
I'm going to use Mage Hand.
Mage Hand? Okay. Weirdly, it doesn't move as if it's too heavy for Mage Hand or it is otherwise adhered down.
Does anything else off the altar move?
None of the things that Ack placed there move, but like the candelabras move.
Weird. Guys, that's weird. None of the stuff that I brought here or the last time we were here can be
moved by your mage hand. If you would like to try to move it physically.
It's stronger than 10 pounds. I don't know if I want to risk touching it.
Is it mage?
It's 10 pounds.
Is it 10? Okay.
I'm pretty sure. Let me double check.
I think so.
Either way, it's really freaking heavy.
Yeah, can't carry items more than 10 pounds.
Okay. Either way, it is too heavy for mage hand.
Yeah, it's more than 10 pounds at least. So I don't know if I want to touch this. I don't know if one of you guys want to lift it off. I don't know if that'll do something different.
Why would we? What's the purpose?
I don't know. You remember last time we were here and Aberforth had me bring items to the altar and stuff every day, you know, so we could talk to Ulrich, even though it was not technically Ulrich. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so those items are like. Like, that seashell shouldn't weigh more than 10 pounds.
But now it do.
But now it do, which is not probably good. And I don't want to touch it.
I don't know what we would gain from touching it, though.
But, I mean, I don't know, something could happen.
Well, I don't want anything to happen.
But something could, like, if we remove everything from the altar, maybe everything goes away. Maybe that's the spell that's making everything demon-y.
Let's do it.
So, Gregor, I don't know if you want to, like, do some remove cursey kind of, or just try and pick. I don't know if I want to touch these with my bare hands.
Yeah, fuck it, dude. I mean, I got my spells. I'm gonna walk up to.
What's the altar made out of?
Stone and driftwood.
So I'm gonna walk up to the altar with okay. so I'm getting the picture. So it's on the altars where the stuff that can't be moved is, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna walk up to that altar and cast a spell magic.
Okay.
Does anything happen?
What level are you casting it at?
3.
Nothing seems to have happened.
Fuck. That's a sign.
Do I just try picking one of them?
Well, after now that I've casted that, I will try to pick up an item from the altar.
Okay.
Can we just
break
the altar?
Which one are you looking for?
So what's on the altar? There's a seashell.
There's a dead fish.
Not that.
There's a albatross feather. And there was a fourth thing, wasn't there?
I don't remember. I only remembered 3 of them. I remembered the feather, the dead fish, and
the seashell. Maybe it was just the 3.
I might have been.
We'll grab the seashell.
The seashell. Give me a wisdom save.
Save or grant?
Can we just break the altar, dude? Can we just hammer it? Yeah.
That is a possibility.
It was a fish skeleton, specifically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I think, I grabbed a fish from... I dove into the water, grabbed a fish, and then brought it live, and it died by the time I got there.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, it might be kind of, like, rank right by now?
It's a 14.
14.
Nice.
Not really. I rolled low. I have a good save.
As your hand touches the seashell, you appear in this purple, misty realm.
I love that for you.
Everything is iridescent.
Am I in the
look on your face. Fuck.
Am I in the labyrinth?
Fucking, like...
Am I in the labyrinth right now? Am I in Zinja's labyrinth right now?
I don't know where you are.
Or if it's purple misty, is this Slaanesh?
There's incense, but not that kind of incense.
Have you checked your ass?
Am I? I was saying, am I
about to get the craziest head of your life?
Who's in there?
Is there a plug in there that you didn't have before?
Who's in there? All right.
No, it's... Yeah, everything is just kind of like this iridescent mist. And do you walk forward? Do you look around you?
I would just survey my surroundings.
Okay.
It's a physician's office. You're there for a prostate exam.
He's got really big fingers.
Not great. Perception was six.
Six.
Yeah.
You are in a place. No. The floor is made out of floor.
Wow.
Yes. Okay.
Is he still in the room with us? Or did he like...
To all of you... Gregor is just standing there with his hand on the seashell.
So this is all happening in real time, or is this happening in a, like, all of his thing is happening?
All of his things are happening, and then weebly-wobbly, timey-wimey.
Okay, so his stuff is all happening in, like, a paused time for us kind of thing, where it's, like, all instantly going on?
More or less, yeah.
Okay, cool. I just wanted to make sure, because otherwise that... we might...
The fact I am wearing a ring of mind shielding, would that make any difference in this situation, or no? Not the cursed one either. I have like the real one.
Yeah. Does that...
It only protects you from telepathy and like mind reading. It doesn't really protect you from
this
spells.
This is very similar to like a banishment spell.
Okay.
Real quick...
That's alarming.
Yeah, okay. That's not great.
Can I just real quick...
Yeah.
But I'm
like,
physically...
Gregor, can you just move back? I'm going to try to break the altar.
I probably don't move, do I?
I mean...
Do I hear Fargrim's words?
So this is, everything that's happening with
him
Gregor
is
happening like the second he puts his hand on it.
Yeah.
And then like time is frozen for everyone else
he
figures this
his
out.
His stuff is happening like outside of time. So for us, it's like we're like blah, blah, blah. He touches it and we're just like, and all of this is going on.
So we're literally like not even.
Yeah. So this is all happening like out of
the
time.
So Gregor's got
to
go on his
before
vision
he tried to grab some.
No. Probably, but who knows.
Yep.
That could have caused something for you. You never know with this kind of shit.
Yeah.
Okay. Magic.
I'm still going to do it.
All right.
Who has the bag with the cursed sword in it?
Me.
That's fire. Okay.
Which cursed sword?
The one that we grabbed from
the one that could kill
the
demons.
Ground.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do not.
You have Bane of the Witch, which can cut the astral
souls.
Cord.
Burn the witch.
Cutting souls cold.
All right, so I have my weapon. Like, do I still do I have my weapons?
Is he, do I have? Is he naked?
Am I naked in this round?
Wait, no, is he Daffy ducking it?
You are.
Am I armed?
In like simple, like a robe. You do not have your weapons.
A robe,
tunicked up.
A tunic, yeah.
How long is the robe?
Knee length.
Is he Donald Duck?
Kimoto.
It's a respectable.
Mm-hmm. No, it's a good knee length.
I choose to believe it's a silk kimono.
As you're thinking it's a silk kimono, it becomes a silk kimono.
Nice.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Yeah.
Okay. So, as I'm thinking I'm wearing a silk kimono, I'm also going to think that I have my hammer and sword.
A hammer and sword appear.
Yeah, but are they mine?
They seem similar to yours. They look the same as yours.
I'm going to try to.
The weight is slightly.
I'm
going
to try to. The weight's off, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Of the hammer.
Also, the pattern on your silk kimono changes every time you blink.
It's weird.
That is an interesting, cool detail.
Let's try to lick them.
Mm-hmm. Lick them?
I feel like Gregor would know what kind of bullshit this is.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Is this the right steel?
Does my hammer taste the same?
Yeah. Does it taste like the steel?
Tongue gets stuck to the hammer. All
right. Everything's constantly changing. I wonder who could be behind this.
Man, that's crazy, though.
All right.
We don't know anybody that does stuff like that.
I need to look something up real quick.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just give me uno momento.
It's about that time anyways.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is it?
Mm-hmm.
So I guess we're going to pick up next time.
With Gregor's ever-shifting kimono.
Is it going to get shorter?
Gregor's ever-shifting kimono?
Ever-shrinking
love that
kimono.
Play.
That's definitely going to be a music number in Kronk Musical.
Hell yeah.
It's
one of my
kimono.
Favorite musicals
Gregor
in
the
sure.
ever-shrinking kimono.
Yeah.
It'll be one of our many sales.
Okay.
Well, thanks for watching, everybody.
Yeah. Thank you to our sponsors. We got VB Health.
Yeah.
We got Fan Roll.
Yeah.
Yup.
Get boosted, get blessed.
Get diced up.
Yeah.
Yes. Get your goods.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've been avidly consuming Sleep Boost and the Ashwagandha every single day.
I already went through one of the Sleep Boosts. It has
been wonderful, and I immediately have been sleeping better and have had a better sleep schedule, so it's fucking awesome.
It's been quite nice.
I've been taking Green Boost. I'm not sure what it's supposed to help with, but I take it anyway. And
I think it's
your vegetables.
Yeah. It's like a good minerals, vegetable kind of supplement thing.
But I've been feeling good, so that's all that matters.
Clearly,
I drink it every day.
Exclusively because of the greens.
Yes.
So if you don't
and the ashwagandha.
Enough of your broccoli.
Yep.
Take that shit.
Get them greens.
Put the powder in your butt. Or don't. Probably don't.
I don't. It's actually
not. I mix it with water. I recommend mixing it with more water than you think it is, or maybe like a juice that's flavored. But yeah, it's.
I mix it with my protein because I'm
that's wild
about that.
That's up. Yeah, that's.
We did really. Confirm you can mix it with energy boost and you won't explode.
I thought it was fine.
All right.
Anyway,
we'll get you guys.
See
next
you next time.
Time.
Well, how about
Dragon
patrons?
Oh yeah, patrons.
Yeah. Blow it up.
Fill out the survey if you are a patron and have not yet. It is on Patreon.
Or don't
get yourself a t-shirt. Or don't. You don't have to. It's cool if you don't.
Whatever makes you happy. Don't let your dreams
what
be
t-shirt
dreams.
Time.
T-shirt time.
Baby. T-shirt time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Happy 2025.
All right. Go away.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Leave. Why are you still here?
Leave just like everyone else does.
All
leave
of that staying.
Leave that in.